Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, everybody. I just want to, first of all, congratulate and thank you, the both panelists, for their presentation and giving us some references of the work that we should be ahead of us considering the declaration. I hear from the European side that we have good examples and good practices being implemented. So it is really interesting to bring these elements to the work that we were going to have ahead next week. And also, it's really grateful to see that from Latin America, we already started some work concerning that nationally and regionally. Some of our countries already efforting, using their efforts to build some institutionalization to the combat against racism. This is all important. And as I've, we are now dealing a little more about the declaration, I just want to highlight some important topics for Brazil. We already sent that to the working group previously, but just to make sure that we it's pointed out and to the knowledge to everybody else. So Brazil favors the inclusion of proposals in the draft declaration, whose main objective is to build the legal, political, and institutional capacities necessary to combat racism, to promote racial equality, and to guarantee the human rights of people of African descent. Such proposals may incorporate both instrumental actions related to the strengthening of state capacity to combat racism and to promote equality, as well as substantive actions, which, based on the already consolidated international legal framework, are aimed at equitable guarantees of fundamental rights as well as equitable access to public goods and services. The draft and publication of a declaration on the rights of people of African descent would represent the recognition of the historical condition of social vulnerability of these peoples. In this sense, in order to prepare a declaration on the rights of people of African descent, attention should be paid to the following aspects. Recognition that racism and racial discrimination against the population of African descent have their roots in their historic of the colonization of the American continent. Recognition of the urgency of respecting and promoting the rights of peoples of African descent and the repudiation of racism, ensuring equal opportunities regardless of skin color and ethnicity. Indication that people of African descent are free and equal to all other peoples and, while exercising their rights, have the right not to be subjected to any form of discrimination and prejudice based in particular on their origin and identity. Indication that people of African descent have the right to self-declaration and the full enjoyment of all human rights and fundamental freedoms recognized by the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, other international human rights treaties, and the Durban Declaration and Program of Action. These instruments enshrine the minimal level of protection, and the process of negotiating a future declaration should be deepened and strengthened that protection. I stop here, and along next week, I think we can look deeper in the provision of some of the rights, duties for the states, and mostly the promotion of cooperation, dialogue, and exchange of experiences and good practices among the states. Thank you very much.